on time. God bless you. It is me, Dr. Letitia Webb, and I am the woman who prayed and painted to clear the muddied waters in my marriage and to heal my emotional pain. And then I took that artwork and I used it as inspiration to create products. And as I've been sharing, my check-in series by DLW is up, and you can find my cards, my bomber jackets, and my canvas sneakers on my Etsy shop. All right, so when you go to Etsy, just go ahead and go to check-ins by DLW and you will see my products. God bless you. God bless you. We are firing on all cylinders. We are recording a podcast on YouTube Live and Facebook Live. Amen. It is a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday in the Lord. Amen. Let's go ahead. God bless you, Rhonda. It is so wonderful to see you on this morning. God bless you, Terry. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. So let's do what we came to do, which is pray, process today's devotional in God, resilient, and pursue God's word. Amen. Father God, we love you. We praise you and we worship you. Thank you, God, for who you are. Oh, Father God, we invite you in, Lord God. We invite you into these airways, into these social media platforms, Lord God. We will proclaim your glory. We will proclaim your honor. We will proclaim your Son, Jesus Christ. We love you, God. We thank you for ministry in the marketplace. Oh, Father God, ministry and media. Now, Father God, continue to give us revelatory insight through thy Holy Spirit. Let there be light. Your word became flesh. Oh, Father God, may we receive your word. May we understand your word. May your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Surround us with your favor as with a shield. Continue to pour into us lesson after lesson of what we can learn from Samson's life. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to see, Lord, that we have kingdom value and spiritual capital. We love you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Ooh, let me get a little swag of water. Now, you guys know that we are in Judges chapter 16. Amen. And we're going to pick right up at the spot that we left on yesterday. So if you have your word, hallelujah, go ahead and turn to Judges chapter 16. And so we were on verse 5 on yesterday. And so we talked got a little bit of historical background about the leaders of Philistine. Amen. And it was 5 of them. And how when you read, excuse me, y'all, the devil is a liar. Give me 1 second. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. So we, you know, looked at the beginning of Judges in chapter 13, excuse me, in chapter 3, and got a little bit of background of where we are here in Judges 13 through 16. That Samson did not just appear out of nowhere. That when God called Samson, before Samson even entered this three-dimensional realm, God spoke some things back in the first chapter. I mean, you know, the first couple of chapters of Judges. So by the time we get to Samson, we begin to understand why the Philistines are still around. Why God didn't wipe the Philistines off of the face of the earth, because God is sovereign. Amen. Why God turned Israel over, you know, pretty much to a dispirited state where they had, you know, no faith, no courage. They knew that they were bound by the Philistines. They didn't try to fight. They were no longer calling on Jehovah Nissi. And that is because they began to serve the gods of the countries around them and of the peoples around them. They began to take their wives, their daughters, and marry them, and they began to give their daughters to be married. Amen. So a lot was going on. They were committing idolatry and adultery. Amen. God bless you, cuz. It's wonderful to see you this morning. They were committing idolatry and adultery. Amen. And so we understand why now, why God needed a Herculean type like Samson. Amen. Now we can understand why that Herculean strength was necessary, because God wanted to prove, okay, y'all Philistines may have been big, y'all may have been bad. Amen. But I'm going to show you who I am, and I'm going to show you how I move. Amen. And so we see that the Philistines went to Delilah. They knew that he fell in love with Delilah. They knew that he was with Delilah. They knew his relationship with her. Amen. So they went to her to persuade her. And we also talked about how the enemy doesn't have any new tricks, right? He's going to go to what's important to you. He's going to hit you below the belt. He's going to go to your weakness. Amen. And they have recognized and noticed that Samson has a weakness when it comes to women. Amen. And that is where we're going to pick right back up. So now, in verse 5, Judges chapter 16, verse 5, we see the five leaders of Philistine go to Delilah. And they say to her, persuade him to tell you where his great strength comes from so we can overpower him. Now, let's stop right there. She knew their intention. They made it plain. Now, they didn't tell her exactly what their intentions were. Oh, they had some plans for Samson. But all they said to her was, we want to overpower him. We want to tie him up. And we want to make him helpless. Now, how many of us know that we can minimize a situation? How many of us know that we can tell you just enough so that you can have some type of inclination of what's going on, but we're not going to tell you everything of what's going on? I'm going to give you just enough, but I'm not going to tell you my true motives. I'm not going to tell you my true intention. And this is what happened. And the commentary says that if Delilah knew what they really wanted to do to Samson, she may have been moved with empathy and compassion if she knew the depths of their intention and the darkness of their plans, right? So we just want to overpower him. We just want to tie him up. We just want to make him helpless. No, you wanted to kill him. You wanted to torture him. Think about, don't forget what they said to Samson's wife in chapter 13, that they were going to burn her, her mother, and her father to death if she did not get the answer to the riddle. Come on now. If they were going to burn this innocent woman and this elderly couple to death over an answer to a riddle, then child, we know that we were dealing with some dark, sadistic people. So just overpowering him, just tying him up, and just trying to make him helpless. Oh, honey, that was a drop in the bucket of what they really wanted to do to Samson. But we not going to let Delilah go off free. Because if that's your man, okay, or at least if that's your business partner, I mean, okay, because she was a harlot, okay? He either your man or he your business partner. Okay, you getting something out of the deal. At least you know this man loves you. You know how this man feels about you. So you didn't cut this off. And you were able to be sold for 5,500 pieces of silver. Knowing what they were going to do to him. Look at those relationship dynamics, honey. If that was not toxic. And let me tell you. But before I go there. Okay. Let me slow my roll. So now, let's look at verse 6. So, look at that. So, what does so do? So connects the former thought to the latter thought. It connects the preceding thought to the succeeding thought. So, what was just stated to what is getting ready to happen? Oh, we not gonna miss that word so. So in that word so, oh, that means she must have listened. That means she must have took the money. That means she must have proceeded with what they asked her to do. So Delilah, remember, this is delicate Delilah with her debilitating ways. Let's not forget Delilah's, what her name means now. Delicate, tender, debilitating Delilah. So this Delilah delicately said to Samson, trying to debilitate this man. She said to him, please tell me, where does your great strength come from? How could someone tie you up and make you helpless? What? Okay. Oh, honey, Delilah was bold. Delilah was daunting. Okay, let's try to stick with our D words. Delilah was daunting, honey. You actually asked that man that. Where does your great strength come from? How? Okay, I think I would have stopped right there. But then to proceed with this to this man and say, how could someone tie you up and make you helpless? What? She was bold. I would not have had the guts to ask, ooh, deceptive Delilah. I know that's right, honey. I would not have had the gall to ask a man, how can someone tie you up and make you helpless? Knowing his Herculean strength that Samson had. And so we're gonna go to Proverbs chapter 7, verse 6. We're gonna put a pin right there. Trust me, I ain't finished with that point. But we're gonna put a pin right there. Because I want us to go over to Proverbs chapter 7, verse 26. Amen. Child, this is juicy. Proverbs chapter 7, verse 26. She bold. Deceptive. Debilitating. Yet delicate. That's a bad girl. Okay? Yo. That chick bad. All right. So now. Proverbs 7:26. And you guys know that I read in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. If I can get to it. My goodness. Proverbs 7, verse 26. And the word of God states, for she has brought many down to death. Her victims are countless. Now let's go back up to verse 24. Now, sons, listen to me. Remember we talked about Proverbs 31, verses 1 through 9 a while ago? And how when you have a godly mother, or at least a mother of honor, a reputable mother, an honorable mother, how she is going to minister to her sons. And one of the main things she's going to say to her sons is what type of woman not to deal with, equally to what type of woman to deal with. Amen. So now we see here. Now, sons, listen to me and pay attention to the words of my mouth. Don't let your heart turn aside to her ways. Ooh, chill. Don't, ooh, God bless you, Elise. It's wonderful to see you this morning. Much love to you as well. Don't let your heart turn aside to her ways. Don't stray onto her paths, my God, for she has brought many down to death. Her victims are countless. Her house is the road to Shiloh, descending to the chambers of death. My God, my God, my God. Now, who wrote Proverbs? The majority of the Proverbs were written by King Solomon. You have this same type of sin, this same type of weakness we see in Solomon when it comes to women. We see it in David with Bathsheba. Okay? And even on David's deathbed, his servant said, bring him a young woman. What did that mean? If he was on his deathbed and his servant said, bring him a young woman, maybe seeing that young woman would have revived him, would have enlivened him. Amen. Child. Okay, because they knew that that's how Samson's boat floated. Okay, was with them young women. And so not only was it Solomon, David, and Samson, amen, all had, and they're not the only ones, but they're the ones that we are familiar with. They had this same issue when it came to women. Oh my goodness. Look at the first wife of Samson. We still talking about relationship dynamics. Amen. Look at the first wife of Samson. We've already gone over, did she betray her husband by telling the Philistine men the secret to the riddle or the answer to the riddle? And when he did come back, amen, when he did come back, she didn't protest. She didn't say to her father, no, that's my husband. I want my husband. Blah, 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 blah. She let her father, could have been in cahoots with her father, to just go ahead and just say, all right, whatever. He can't come into my room. I don't care. He bringing a young goat. I don't care about that. I'm good. Set Samson off. Samson snapped out. Broken heart, wounded, honey. And then we know what he did with the foxes. We know how he burned down the crops. Oh, come on, and we done already went over it. then, so what I'm trying to show you is that sin is progressive. What I'm trying to show you is that when you keep picking the wrong type of person, we are talking about the intimate relationship between a man and a woman, but we can take this same concept and apply it to different lives. When we keep picking the same type of friend, the same type of lover, the same type of person, it is going to lead us down a road to death. So then, see, that holds, and we, even though we know that God was setting up an occasion, we're never going to forget God's purpose and God's plan. But we still see that Samson had a propensity to women. So he married this Philistine woman. We know what happened. Then he goes to Gaza, is with this prostitute. Him being in Gaza caused those people to set up a trap for him. God got him out of that situation. Woke him up in the middle of the night, whether it was by a dream, whether it was his own consciousness, we don't know. But what we do know is that he got out of that one. Step by step by step. Now he's with the mother, honey. The mother of them all. Deceptive, delicate, debilitating Delilah. Oh my goodness, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Oh honey, she was the one, because she had the five leaders, okay, of the Philistines come to her and do business with her. Oh honey, Delilah was all about the dividends, honey, okay? She was about them business transactions, okay? She ain't give a whoop hoop about Samson, and he was in love with her. Okay? And she didn't even hide it. She used that delicacy, honey, to be like, all right, now, boo. How can we get your strength and make you helpless? But the other point that I want to make is that they thought that maybe Samson had like a secret amulet. You know, like sometimes, like we are familiar with the rabbit's foot. Amen. Or the crystals, you know, or the hand of Fatima, you know, like all of these little things that people use for quote unquote protection. That's what they thought. The commentary tells us is that that's what they thought. They thought that it was like some type of magic, some type of amulet, some type of charm. So if Delilah could get the charm, then if he told her what it was, then she would be able to take that from him. Amen. But look at this type of woman. For, and I'm still in Proverbs chapter 7, verse 26. This is so fitting for Delilah. For she has brought many down to death. She was trying to bring this man down. She was trying to debilitate this man and bring him down to death. Hallelujah. So now, when you read that passage of scripture in the King James Version, and you look at the words, so death, that word death in the Hebrew means to pierce or to pollute. Ah, her delicate, deceptive, debilitating ways was polluting Samson. And we know the end of the story, what eventually happened. His eyes were pierced. Ooh, don't miss that, y'all. That word death In this passage of scripture, in Proverbs chapter 7, verse 26, in the Hebrew translations, means to pierce or to pollute. She was polluting him. And eventually his eyes were pierced. My God, don't miss that point. Now, the other component to this passage of scripture, hallelujah, the word slain is in the King James Version. When you look up the word slain, when you read Proverbs chapter 7, verse 26 in the King James Version, it uses the word slain. When you look that word up in the Hebrew, that word slain means to spite, means to smite with a deadly intent. She smote Samson. Her delicate, deceptive, debilitating ways had a deadly intent to bring Samson down to his death. Even if she did not know the magnitude of what the Philistine leaders wanted to do with Samson, she knew enough. Amen? And we can turn, we can close our eyes, we can turn a deaf ear, we can shut our mouths, and we still know what's going on. Y'all talk to me, y'all quiet. Oh my goodness. Y'all are quiet today. Amen? So, honey, y'all let me know. Because I'm going to put a pin in it right there. And we're going to pick up on this point on tomorrow. But this delicate yet deceptive, debilitating Delilah, who had a deadly intent to bring Samson down to his death. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are still dealing with relationship dynamics. And look at the step by step by step of dealing with these Philistine women, who were of a different culture, who served different gods. Samson was not married to the prostitute in Gaza. Amen. He was not married to Delilah, and yet he fell in love with her. Rhonda says, I'm taking it all in. Whoo! Rhonda and Terry says the same thing. We're soaking it in. God bless you. Amen. Woo, y'all, this is what happens when you allow your flesh to continue. This is what happens when you are served, when you allow yourself to get involved with people who serve another God, who are from another culture, when you don't do things God's way. It is step by step out of sin, step by step out of God's grace. Hallelujah. Well, I love y'all. God bless y'all. Thank you so much for being here on God Resilient. We're going to pick up at this point on tomorrow. Mwah. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.